bella siccome un angelo.
When I was reading about what your thoughts were on this production, kind of a film noir feast to this, or?
The take that we're taking on it is very particular, yes. It's one of my favorite pieces to direct. This is my fifth production of Don Pasquale, and each time I've done the show, I've set it either in a different time period or with a particular vision to it. This one is somewhere between a send-up of Sunset Boulevard and Singin' in the Rain, if you will. Our Don Pasquale is, like Nora Desmond in Sunset Boulevard, an old silent film star who is now being thrust into the world of 1950s Technicolor. So he's from the beginning of the golden age of Hollywood, and he's now at the end of the golden age of Hollywood. And having those two worlds mixed together winds up helping the comedy quite a lot, in fact, in telling the story.
When I was reading about you, the biggest piece that jumps out is your work with Marcel Marceau.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, what a great gift that is. And
amazing. The opportunity sort of fell in my lap when I was in college. I was working with a man who was friends of his, and I was in his movement theater company. And he snuck Mr. Marceau into the back of one of our dress rehearsals. Thank God I didn't know that he was there. And after that, he asked me if I would like to come and study with him in Paris after I finished graduating from the university with my theater degree.
These days, it's more realistic to get singers that can probably do what you ask them to do. You're asking singers to take this kind of leap that you took with Marceau.
Yes. I have yet to meet singers who can't act. You have to allow them to act. You have to help them to act. You have to get out of their way sometimes.
Tell me about the creative team doing Don Pasquale.
This is one of the most artistically supportive companies I've been in a long time. Once the ideas started flowing, it just started flowing. I'm very interested in trying to get different styles of theater into opera. And I'm very attracted to Japanese theater. And one of the aspects of kabuki are onstage costume changes, where literally a samurai is on stage and in the blink of an eye turns into a fox, for example. So these onstage instant transformations are something that we're playing around with. And parts of the set even, it's one giant element in one scene, it turns into another giant element in another scene.
So when you make a decision as to setting, you've done Don Pasquale before. Other operas, I'm sure.
Yes.
Have you updated those?
Any period change has to be justified by either the music or the storyline or the characters or the situation. I'm really glad to be here. This is my first time in Phoenix, and I'm having a great time. And I think the audiences will really enjoy, both here and in Tucson, will really enjoy the production.